sure too. That's another thing, because a lot of people aren't exactly recognizing that this is a problem. And I think.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Garrett Roach of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Every Monday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. you can listen to our Modulism radio show.
Siri, play Thankful.
Playing Thankful.
I'm thinking back all the time when I was just a child. How I never thought that things would change. And every year that passed, somehow better than the last. I could never remember the pain. Times never to exchange. Now all of us have grown. Still holidays back home remind us to be thankful. 'Cause it's more than just food, more than just friends, more than all the preparations, more than just the laughter, it's more than just the love. It's thanking our Father above. Remind you, tomorrow is the day. And right around 3 p.m., all the relatives are pulling in. So let the feast begin. Now all of us have grown, but holidays back home remind us to be thankful. 'Cause it's more just as it is.
There's only you.
wasn't like the one that I described. But it's never too late to reclaim. Maybe harder than it should, but just focus on the good. And I promise you'll see better days. Make a declaration. Holidays are sanctioned. Because memories are all that remain. One day kids will grow and holidays at home. Remind them to be thankful. I'm thankful, Jesus, for every one of this day. You've been faithful. There's only one thing I know. Family and love. It's the only thing that matters. Yes, I am. All for everyone of my friends. Yeah.
Be like family and love.
Much more.
You'll never
know.
Yes, beloved, I'm thankful. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the good things God has done. Lord, he has kept us. Hallelujah, beloved. We're here in the 12th month of the year, December 1, first Sunday of Advent, too. Yes, beloved, he has brought us through. If I can hear you and you can hear me, well, I really can't hear you, but you can hear me, means that he has kept you, too. And so, we are thankful. We are thankful, beloved. We came through Thanksgiving holiday season. Praise be to God. And thanking God for that and for the safe travels and for those who served in the community, meals for the community and those who served at home and opened up their doors. We're just so grateful to God. We are so blessed among people in this world here in these crazy United States. We are very blessed and we are not going to forget, amen, the good things God has done. Yes, beloved, an attitude of gratitude, it determines your altitude. God, we are thankful. Listen, beloved, you're listening to Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're right here with me on WGXC, where we declare there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here, it's with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online, anywhere, anytime. You can listen to The Bright Side through our archive. All right, so hey, you know what we do? Well, if you don't, let me tell it to you. We have the music for the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we bring that to you on Sunday mornings right here on WGXC. That was Thankful by Miss Debbie Winans. I didn't do my homework, but I believe that she might be the daughter of C.C. Winans in that musical dynasty, the Winans family. Looks just like C.C. to me. Sound like a kind of too, but she got her own groove going on and gifted by God. Thankful. I'm with you, Debbie, on that. Hallelujah. More than just the feast and the food and the fellowship, it is thanks to God. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. We got more music like that coming up at you, all right? We have When We Pray by Yolanda Adams, and then by Torrin Wells, I Prayed for You by Major. God is Working, Dion Kipping. In Spite of Me, Tasha Cobbs. Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon, and The Call by Isabel Davis. And seven songs back to back, about 34 minutes of music. All right. When we pray, I prayed for you. God is working in spite of me. I'll never be the same. The Call. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right here, WGXC, with me.
Oh. takes over and runs your life. You don't even know the reasons why. Nothing and no one can survive. What you really need, what's missing. Life is hard, feel like you can't get no help. Your joy is gone, so you're blaming everybody else. It's out of control, now you wanna cry out for help. Just call on him, he's listening. If you believe, he has a plan to end your suffering, be born again. Experience love in its perfect way. Cause blessings happen when we pray. He hears exactly what we say. If we just ask in faith, yeah, believe it's gonna be okay. Cause blessings happen when we pray. Pray for his mercy and his grace. Seal it in Jesus' name, yeah. The world will be a better place. Blessings happen when we just give it to him and learn to forgive yourself. Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, just the freedom and knowing he's always there will change your life if you let it. From your mouth to your heart, your mind is renewed, and you'll see for yourself what prayer can do. You're not alone, somebody's going through it. Sickness and health, just pray and believe it, then claim and receive it.
Pray, pray, pray. people hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, oh, oh. When we pray, oh, 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 oh. I see revival rising. I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. 'Cause we believe.
That you continue to teach us how to love one another the way that you love us.
I pray for this next generation, Father.
That our cities, that our countries.
That you would just bring restoration.
God, we pray that you would move among us. Let us be your hands and your feet.
For your glory, God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I spoke a word. I spoke a word. this senseless violence. Put a rest to prideful gain. There's a message in the silence that can heal our earthly pain. I prayed for you, yeah. Yes, I did. Can I pray for you, yeah? You know I will. I say, holy waters, sons and daughters, revive our land, that we may rise again. Holy waters, sons and daughters, revive our land, that we may rise again. Holy waters, sons and daughters, revive our land. Take the time to see that you were special and always on my heart and my mind. I prayed for you.
Every teeth, I don't dot every eye. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes. Found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, despite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every scar, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me, love me. Oh, in spite of me.
Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun. It's hard to believe you have a choice.
You have a choice.
Oh, and daily, you choose me.
You choose me.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe
you have a choice.
Say this with me.
I will never be the same. I will never be the same. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, I will never walk the same. Even talk the same. I know I've been changed. What I'm trying these chains, and your blood has washed the stain of sin away. Oh, yep, yep,
yeah.
Come on, lift it.
Sing it. I'll never be the same.
I will never be the same.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC elsewhere, and WGXC.org online all the time. You can see and hear what we've got there. Go to our WGXC.org website, look it up, and look for The Bright Side. You can listen to us in the archive. All right, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we got more good music coming up. God is working. Oh, yes, he is, beloved. Hallelujah. Have eyes to see, ears to hear. See what the Lord is doing and saying in these days. God is working. Dion Kipping and The Call by Isabel Davis. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Say I have all of the answers, and I don't know how long you'll feel this pain. Please believe that life is like a movie, and God is working hard behind the scene. God is working in your life, working in your life, working in your life. God is working, working in your life, working in your life. He's working in your life. There's something in the way. But just before you start to fall apart, remember God does all his best work in the dark.
God is working, working in your life.
He's working in your life.
Working in
facts don't line up when you're trying to believe, but you feel like giving up. You need to know he doesn't take any days off, and he promised he would finish everything that he's done. You need to know.
Working in your life.
He's working on your behalf. God
remember, God does all his best work in the dark.
your glory come. Yeah, God, let your glory come, because we need you. Oh, Lord, if we ever needed you before, and we have, we sure do need you now, and we will. Lord, we need your glory to come. Amen and amen unto God. Hallelujah. Beloveds, I want to share, I read this week, November 29th, I think it was, this past week, an article in the Washington Post. It was titled, "A Priest Won't Lead Communion. He Could Be Defrocked." It's by Marissa Ayati, I think is how you pronounce it. And it was a story about a man, Reverend Case Ramey, who said racial reconciliation within the Episcopal Church has to take priority over Holy Communion. The 48-year-old former engineer and U.S. Marine said the conflict is about the way the Episcopal Church perpetuates white supremacy for centuries and failed to fully make amends. Scripture helped him realize that he should go and be reconciled to those the church has hurt before he can participate in that central sacrament of communion. He cannot feel personally reconciled until the broader institution, he said, has made greater strides in combating its alleged racism. The Virginia Diocese of the Episcopal Church stipulates that the church has to do more to atone for its participation in racist systems, including slavery. Not only has the Episcopal Church insufficiently atoned for its past wrongs, but it also has not done enough to address what he calls institutionalized white supremacy. If someone has ought against their neighbor was the scripture that sparked his spiritual imagination, they should reconcile with that person before worshiping. The church has, in the couple of years since he has been on a fast from receiving and offering Holy Communion, they've taken steps to repair wrongs, including anti-racist training programs, commissioning reports on racial situations in the church, and by committing 10% of its unrestricted endowment each year to a racial justice coalition. The Virginia Diocese runs education programs on race and has pledged $10 million in reparation funds for people of color. And I just want to correct that and to say black people, okay? To have real empathy, one of his parishioners said, and pattern your life and your way of being is almost prophetic. And we don't know what to do with that because it's so rare. Beloved, I've read this article and, you know, so much more to it. And this is just a synopsis. During this week when I was also listening to arguments and debates on Capitol Hill about an anti-DEI bill, diversity, equity, and inclusion. The bill would even criminalize people who use those terms. Well, I don't know criminalize, but maybe fine them, withdraw support from organizations, corporations, and the federal government, those who receive federal government funds, for even using terms like diversity, equity, inclusion, for those who talk about racism and its impact on black people, African-American descended people in this nation. Reading that and reading this, it also just spoke in my spirit and sparked my spiritual imagination to say to myself and to other voices and other ears that listen that the people of God must cry out for wrongs to be made right. Reverend Ramey's story, whether we agree with him or not, and some do and some don't, is a reminder that in order for justice to roll down like a mighty stream, we must not be silent. That's my thought for today, beloved. Don't be silent. In the Word of God, it tells us, well, there are moments in our lives, let me just say that, when the weights of injustice and suffering or spiritual dryness feel overwhelming. And in those times, we must cry out as the psalmist did in Psalm 83 and 1 in the Word of God. He says, "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace and do not be still, O God." There are times, beloved, when we have to cry out to God, hallelujah, and for God, not to remain silent, to ask God, don't be silent, oh God, but stand up, step up, and speak up. Do not be still, oh God. Do not keep silence. Are there areas in your life or in the world where you're longing for God to act? Amen. Cry out to God. Don't keep silent, God. I need you to move. Don't be still, oh God. We plead with God to move. The Bible assures us that he hears the cries of his people and will act in his perfect timing. Beloved, it is easy to see injustice and feel powerless, but silence only allows evil to thrive. God has given his people a voice to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. Think of Moses, who confronted Pharaoh to demand freedom for the Israelites, saying, "Let my people go." God empowered Moses to speak, and he will empower us as well. In Psalm 82 and verse 1 to 4, we are reminded of our responsibility to reflect God's justice. He tells us, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Hallelujah. We can't, as the people of God, be silent. God stands as the ultimate judge, and he calls his people to stand with him by defending the vulnerable and the oppressed. Are there people around who need an advocate? Is there a cause or injustice that God is stirring your heart to address? Don't stay silent. Speak up with the courage that comes from knowing God is with you. As followers of Christ, we are called to proclaim God's righteousness in a world that often rejects his truth. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. These are the two great commandments. This means standing firm in that conviction, even when it's unpopular. It also means living out our faith in a way that reflects God's holiness. God is different. Hallelujah. He's not like man, and he won't lie. Praise be to God. Like Isaiah, we must not rest until God's name is glorified and his kingdom advances. Our voices are instruments for declaring his love, his standards, and his salvation. And in Isaiah 62 and 1, it declares for Zion's sake, God declares for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. This verse demonstrates Isaiah's relentless commitment to speaking out for God's purposes. Beloved, where is God calling you to declare his righteousness? Maybe it's in your workplace. Maybe it's in your neighborhood. Maybe it's even in your home. But let your words and your actions point to his light. In the word of God, in Jeremiah 29 and verse 7, we are encouraged to pray for the welfare of our cities where God has placed us. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. Seek the prosperity of the city where God sent you, and pray to the Lord that it prospers, for you too will prosper. We have some marching orders, beloved. In Acts chapter 18 and verse 9, it says, "Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. Call, for I am with thee, and no man shall set upon you or hurt you, for I have much people in this city." Beloved, we are not alone. If we could see with our spiritual eye, we would all be surprised. There are angels not dressed only in white, but in armor and ready to fight. Beloved, don't be silent. Amen. Plead with God that God not be silent. Hallelujah. And refuse to stay silent ourselves. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 27, Jesus said, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What I've whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Let's not shrink back in fear, but boldly declare his truth." Beloved, I sought the Lord for my message on today, and the word that I received is, don't be silent. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and you are right here with me on WGXC. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. God is on our side. We've got more music. Yes, we do. For the heart and the mind and the soul. And it's coming right now with something about the name Jesus.
About the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. You know, if you put the name Jesus in your mouth, it's better than a credit card in your pocket. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all.
Something about the name of Jesus, beloved. You better, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Hallelujah. There's power in that name. Praise be to God. In the mouth of a believer, in the life of a believer, there's power in that great name. I know I got a witness out there. You can shout right now. You know, the word of God in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 tells us that if we pray, if we seek God's face, if we turn from our wicked ways, God will hear our prayers, and he will heal in our land. We need healing all over this land. Lord, we plead with you today. Do not be silent. act in our lives and in our world, in our nation. Bring justice, God, where there is injustice, righteousness where there is sin, and hope where there is despair. Empower us to be your voice, proclaiming your truth with courage and love. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. I declare to you today, I don't care how gray the sky may be, how dark and low the clouds may hang, there is a bright side. The sun is still there, the sun is still shining, and the light will cast out darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't quit in the dip. I want to say happy birthday to all you December babies, and especially happy birthdays to you Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and day after Christmas babies. Look, y'all, don't shortchange them. Give them their birthday and their Christmas gifts, okay? Also want to say, if you want to know more about myself, Overcoming Ministries International Church, you can connect with us. Check out our website at www.omichurch.com. And we have information there, what we do, what we've done, what we're doing. Yes, beloved. Amen. Remember, on Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. Tune in to WGXC, because that's when we're coming to you to invite you to be part of our family with support as a donor, a contributor, a partner, a sponsor. Come on and get with WGXC on Giving Tuesday. And remember all of our other organizations as you're able to do. It's one of the biggest giving days of the year, if not the biggest. All right. Remember us. Remember us. We need you. I want to also say happy anniversary to all you December lovers as you celebrate your anniversary. Listen, we're getting ready to get up out of here. All right, y'all stay well, stay safe. Remember never to forget God loves you, and Pastor Kim does too. And there's joy. We got more Christmas music coming up next Sunday.
Joy, joy, mm-hmm. Lord's great joy. Mm-hmm. Joy.